Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Catherine Denham. I'm at 102 Clint Finger Lane, Sarbury.
Hi, Catherine. All right, so let's go ahead and pull that up. And what can I do for you today?
Well, we got a whole bunch of things going on. I'm supposed to get installed tomorrow, and then right as I was leaving for California, they called and said that I had to get a PIN number or something from my current phone provider because they couldn't port over my number. And then they called me in California and woke me up in the middle of the night to tell me that the install guys were here and needed to dig, but when I sent my husband here, they weren't here. So I don't know exactly where we are with this. Last I talked to someone there, they said that my appointment tomorrow would have to be canceled and then rescheduled, because they would need at least 5 business days to port over the number.
Correct.
But I got an email today that says, hi, we're just confirming your appointment tomorrow. So I'm completely confused, and I have the PIN number for you both.
Okay, so you have the PIN number.
We have the PIN number, but I'm completely confused. I don't understand why today I got an email saying that we're just confirming your appointment tomorrow.
That's because it was never taken off the schedule. Okay, so I can help out with that. What is the PIN number for the port?
2482.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that once more?
2482.
Okay. All right, so at least we have that now. I can definitely get you rescheduled for a day that would be better. That way we can take a look at the 5 business days here. So let's go ahead and take a look here. So we're looking at the 20th or the 21st.
Either one of those days works. Let's do first thing in the morning if you have one.
So the first thing in the morning on the 20th would be 10 a.m.
What about on the 21st?
On the 21st, we have an 8 a.m. available.
That's great. Let's do the 21st at 8 o'clock.
Okay, so 8 o'clock on the 21st?
Yep.
You got it. All right, so I've got that saved.
And then are there any notes in there about our install?
Yes. So, I mean, I do see that there were a couple of calls that were handled prior with regarding to the rejection of the porting due to a local provider freeze and to get the PIN. And then you called us to let us know that the contractors were not there when your husband came by the house.
Right. Because they called us saying that they had to dig in my yard for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And where they wanted to dig, their stuff in the ground. So I said, I'll send my husband here. So he came back here, and there was nobody here. But I have been in California for the last couple of days, so I don't know whether they talked. I gave my husband's phone number to.
Yeah, I do see that.
So I don't know whether they talked to him or didn't talk to him or what the story is. So, like, do I need to schedule a time with them before my actual install?
No, now that we've done, we've gone ahead and scheduled for 5 business days from today, or rather tomorrow, actually. That should give plenty of time for them to handle the pre-install work and also get your number ported with the new information.
Right. But I want to know when they're coming for the pre-install stuff, because obviously I have to have my husband here to do that.
Absolutely. So let me go ahead and put in this note. And what is the best phone number that they should contact?
Oh, it would be me, 845-389-8369.
Okay. Before arriving to do drop work. The drop work is essentially
a sleeve or something in the ground there that they should be able to thread the.
So, like, there's a conduit then?
We put a pipe in. We built this house. We put a pipe in. But they can't just dig across there. I have a a generator, and I have a bunch of other stuff over there. They can't take it across there.
Okay.
Plus, there's a right of way between the pole and my house.
So I'm putting down that a generator and a few other things are underground in the area.
Yeah.
I'll put previous drop team was looking to dig. So, I mean, when it comes to the digging, we don't really like dig. We go 6 to 8 inches deep maximum.
Well, yeah, I don't know how deep that stuff is, and I don't know what the impact of the right away is. There's a 50-foot strip between my house and where the pole is that belongs to the farmer across the way, so he can access the creek. So I don't know that I can put stuff across his property. Although I think that's where the sleeve already is anyway. Because we put a sleeve in for underground service.
Okay, perfect. So I did mark down that the conduit is available underground, generator, and a few other things are underground in the area. Previous drop team was looking to trench. So that way I have it at least notated. I also put down please contact, and I put your phone number before arriving to do the drop work. The drop work is basically the cable that connects from your home to the fiber network at the street so that the installation appointment can take place. Because they would obviously have to connect to the outside of the home in order for you to get the internet indoors, you know?
Right.
Okay. So I've gone ahead and saved that. And I have saved the installation date where we rescheduled to the 21st at 8 a.m.
Okay.
Okay. Will go ahead and have the port resubmitted with the PIN.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else that I can help with today?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Yes.
I take it back. I have a question for you.
Absolutely.
So I have not called Spectrum to cancel my service yet because these kind of things happen and delays happen. So do I wait until we actually have Archtop here?
Yes. So okay. We highly recommend that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed and the tech tells you, hey, you're all connected, you're good to go, everything looks great. At that point, that's when you are able to cancel at any time with Spectrum.
Okay.
The reason for that is because we want you to maintain the connectivity.
I can't live without internet, so.
Yeah, exactly. So we want you to maintain the connectivity so that even during our install process, you won't be getting disconnected from the internet for any reason. Because, again, we use fiber cables, whereas cable companies like Spectrum use coaxial. So they're two very different kinds of cable. So we would have the ability to run ours while you're still connected to yours.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
Excellent. Thanks again.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Is there anything else that I might be able to assist with today?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, in that case, if there's nothing further, be sure to give us a call. If there's anything that you do think of, we're more than happy to help with answering any of your questions. And thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your week.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.